Blackstone Audio presents The Blue Movie Murders by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. Tuesday, May 11th. McCall didn't get invited to many social gatherings in the state capital. As the assistant to the governor for special affairs, he was too well known to those who worked and lobbied among the legislators. And to many people that simply meant trouble. A popular hostess had once told him, "Mike, if I want prestige, I invite Governor Holland himself. If I want trouble, I invite you." And nobody wants trouble. He didn't really care that much, because the Capitol cocktail circuit was Washington in miniature. When the legislature was in session during the early months of each year, there were likely to be parties somewhere in town almost every night. That was too much for any man to take, and he was thankful that his position as Sam Holland's troubleshooter often took him away from the Capitol, to odd corners of the state where the residents were more interested in the latest school tax hike than in the guest list for the next party. But Dora Pringle's party was one McCall couldn't sidestep. He'd known Dora since he first came to the Capitol to help Sam Holland solve the murder of a state legislator. Holland was not yet governor then, and he'd introduced McCall to the parties at Dora's massive townhouse with a promise that the contacts made there would serve him well in the future. Dora herself was a handsome woman in her early 40s, with a sly smile that often made McCall wish he'd known her 20 years earlier. She greeted him now with a tug at the arm and a quick sisterly kiss. "Mike McCall, I didn't think you'd come."
"I don't get invited to many Capitol parties these days, Dora. Host."